வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of January, 1974, in Hawaii.
Kavasaheta viraham purushottamasya
Kavasaheta viraham purushottamasya
Prima Valoka Ruchirasmita Valgujalpai
Prima Valoka Ruchirasmita Valgujalpai
Stayam Samana Maharan Madhumani Ninam
Stayam Samana Maharan Madhumani Ninam
Romotsavo Mamayadan Krivikankitaya
Romotsavo Mamayadan Krivikankitaya
Translation. Who can, therefore, tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satyabhama and others by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance, and hearty appeals. When he traversed the earth's surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet, and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass which appeared like hairs standing on me out of pleasure.
Purushottama. Purusha and Prakriti, there are two words. Prakriti means enjoyer or the energy, and Purusha means the enjoyer and or the powerful. So we are Prakriti, we living entities, we are Prakriti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti me para vidhi. Aparayam itastu prakriti me. Prakriti vidhi me para. So, purusham shasatam. Krishna is the supreme person enjoyer. Purusha. Purusha has got different features. Personal expansion, personal features, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expansion feature also, two kinds, Sangsa Vibhinna, his personal expansion and separated expansion. We are all separated expansion, Vibhinna, small particle, just like the sun, we are. The sun sign means combination of sparking molecules, very small. The sun sign means they are not homogeneous. They are small particles shining part and parcel of the sun. Similarly, we living entities, we are like that. A small particle, part and parcel of God. So we are also brightening, shining. We are not dull. But on account of our combination with the material nature, we have been covered. Therefore, our shining quality is now strong. Shining quality is now strong. That is our forgetfulness about our relationship with the Supreme Purusha, Purusha Uttama, Uttama Purusha, Uttama Madhama and Adhama. There are three grades of Purusha. We are the lowest grade, adhama. So because we are adhama purusha, therefore there is chance of our brightness being sometimes covered. But we can again revive our brightness and shine with the Supreme Person. As the sun and the sun shine, they are together shining. There is light. Similarly, when we are again posted in our own constitutional position and Krishna is like the sun and we are shining particles, then our life is successful. That is one thing. Therefore Krishna comes, the Purushottama, to take us back. Why you are now covered, your shining is stopped, you are morose, you are suffering, threefold miserable condition of material existence, why you are rotting here? Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmīkaṁ saraṇaṁ gacchami. Krishna comes Himself, He is within everyone's heart, He is instructing, He is ready to instruct, but He will only instruct to such persons who have engaged themselves in devotional service. Krishna is there, just like the master is there and many workers are there also. Then the master speaks to the important persons, not to the ordinary person. Similarly, the Master is there in everyone's heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam diddeshe arjuna tishtha. Brahmayan sarva-bhutani jantra rurani maya. Whatever we are getting for our sense enjoyment, that is with the sanction of the Purusha, the Supreme Person. The Paramatma feature is Madhyama Purusha. He is Purushottama. Purushottama is the Supreme Person. And the Supreme Person, by His expansion as the Super Soul, is present in everyone's heart. Ishara Sarva-bhutana. He's guiding as friend. He's guiding as friend. But He speaks directly with the living entity. As soon as we are purified by devotional service. Tesham satatujuttanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. That qualification we have to attain. Then Krishna, Purushottam, will speak from within. Just like He spoke from within of Brahma, tene brahmarida adikavai. We have to become qualified to talk with the Supreme Person, and He will give us advice. He is giving us advice. He is ready to give us advice from within and from without. From within as Super Soul, and from without as the spiritual mouth. Therefore it is said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bhi. Both things are required. Guru and Krishna. If we are sincere, if we actually want Krishna, Krishna is within your heart, He will help you in meeting the spiritual master, His representative, and by the instruction of the spiritual master, He will develop more and more your Krishna consciousness, your original position. This is called devotional service or bhakti-lata. Bhakti-lata bees, just like one small creeper. First of all, to sow the seed and water it, then gradually it sprouts and gradually grows. Similarly, by the mercy of Krishna and His representative, Guru, spiritual master, you get the seed of bhakti-lata, devotional service, and if you sow it within the heart, Mali haiya sei bij kore aropon. It's like if you take a seed, nice seed, and if you sow it and pour water little, then it will grow and it will become a big tree or big creeper and give you the fruit. You will enjoy it. Similarly, the Bhaktivinoda bij is given by the spiritual master in cooperation with Krishna. That is initiation. This initiation arrangement means sowing the seed of devotional service. Now, if you think that after getting initiation, I have become perfect, now again, whatever nonsense I was doing, I shall go on doing it. Then it will be useless. It will be useless. Suppose if you get a seed, if you don't take proper care, water it nicely, then it will not grow. It will be stunned there. You have to take mali haiya sei bij kore aropon. Savan kirtan jale karoye secho. So this initiation means by the mercy of Krishna, through his agent, the spiritual master, you are getting the seed of bhakti-lata. So you have to take care of yourself by the instruction. Not that now I have got a spiritual master and I have got the initiation, my business is finished, let me do all nonsense. No. This initiation process, we take promise from you that no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Before the fire ceremony means, fire is also a representation of Yajna Purusha. And through fire, the Yajna Purusha is Purushottam. So there is fire, there is spiritual master, there is Shastra, there is Krishna. Before, they are all witness. Just like before the High Court judge, you promise, yes, I will speak. Whatever I will speak in this court, it is all truth. So this promise, the judge knows, and he gives his judgment on that. Similarly, these promises must be kept. Otherwise, it will be useless. That is your business. The same thing. Guru Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, you get the thing. Now to use the thing properly, that will depend on you. Guru Krishna, kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. I can give you a very nice thing, but you will keep it locked up in your treasury and never use it. Then what will you do? Mali haiya sei bij kara aropon. You have to sow it and pour water and see that it is nicely growing. That is very nicely described in Rupa-sikha. Mali haiya sei bij kara aropon. So don't think that after the official ceremony of initiation, your business and my business is finished. No. The business begins. It is not the finishing, it is the beginning. So if you don't go further, adu gurbhasram, the beginning is to take shelter of Guru. That is the beginning. And adu gurbhasram sadharma pricha, then the student must be very inquisitive. Sadharma pricha, sadhu marganu gavanam. You will find all these things in instruction in the nectar of the Guru. So, today some of you are going to be initiated. This is the beginning of your spiritual life. But if you don't take care for further development, then that is up to you. You may fall down because Maya is very strong. Maya will place so many impediments. She does not like that so easily you go back to home, back to God. That is Maya's business. Devidhishaguna, just like police. Police business is to see the criminal, that is actually he is in his original consciousness to become law, abiding citizens. Otherwise police will go on punishing him. That is police action. Similarly, this Maya is the police agent. Her business is to chastise you. Every moment this is going on. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwan. So, this material life means within the jurisdiction of Maya, and she is always punishing us. Anadi bahimma vidhi krishna bhuli gila otaye mayatar golay bandhila. Because we have tried to forget Krishna, that is not good for us. That is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayesam purusam sakshat atma prabhamam isharam abhajananti na bhajanti sthanad bhrashta patantadha. I'll give you a practical example. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body, your body. But if it becomes diseased, then it cannot act as my finger. It becomes a source of pain only. Then sometimes doctor advises physician or the surgeon that unless you cut off this finger, the whole hand will be poisoned. Then you have to cut off to save the other finger. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. When we become disobedient or diseased, to become disobedient to God means that is diseased condition. Because we have to become obedient to somebody. Even of our so-called disobedient state, don't care for God. All right, don't care for God, but care for somebody else. That is obligatory. You cannot say that I don't care for anybody. That is not possible. If you don't care for God, then you have to care for somebody else. If you don't care for the state law, then you have to take care of the police department. You cannot say that I am independent. That is not possible. So, our position is forgetting God. We are being kicked out constantly by Maya. The Maya has given us the senses. And the senses are dictating us, do this, do that, do this, do that. And we have become servant of our senses. So, two things are there. You are servant by constitution. Don't think that you are master. But when you forget or give up the service of the law, then you become servant of your senses or mind. This is your position. So when you voluntarily again give up the service of the senses and surrender to the master of the senses, Rishikesha. Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishika isha. Rishika means senses. Senayam rubhayam madde rathasthapayam e achyuta. Achyuta and Rishikesha tadakarna. There is one word, Rishikesha. So, Rishikesha is the master of senses, Krishna. So when, in our present condition, we have forgotten our master of senses, but we have taken senses as our master. This is our rule. We have forgotten the master of the senses, but we have accepted the senses as our master. This has to be purified. Not to become the servant of the senses, but to become servant of the master of the senses. Then he also become master of the senses. That purificated process is called devotional service and bhakti. That is described in Narad Mantra. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tat paratina nirmalam. Now, how we have become the servant of our senses on account of so many designations. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that, I am so many designations. Designation means to become servant of the senses. Designation means to become the servant. So we have to forget our designation. From this initiation point of view, everyone should consider that I am no more American, I am no more Indian, no more this or that. No, I am Hindu, he is Christian. I am servant of Krishna. Then you become designation, less. I am servant of Krishna, jive sarupa nitya Krishna dar. Then you become designation, less. And immediately purify. Sarva padhi nirmuktam tatparitam nirmalam. Nirmalam means spotless. When this spotless becomes spotless, then, Rishi Kina, you have got your senses. Then your senses are engaged in the servant of the master of the senses. That is called bhakti. Rishi Kena, Rishi Kesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Vichyata. So these things are all very elaborately, nicely explained in our book. So those who are going to be initiated, they should take it as a vow, not to fall down again. Catch Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, and you will not fall. Māmīva japrapadyanti, māyāmi tāṅ taranti. So, be determined. Don't make it a farce that today I am initiated and tomorrow again I give up everything. And again, I grow my hair and then go to hell. No, don't do that. If you want to be serious, then the path is clear for going back to home. Mancha bhavicharini, bhakti yogina, yaseva, sagunam samati taritan, brahma bhuyaya kripa. As soon as you engage yourself in devotional service, you become purifier of all material contaminants. Sagunam samati taritan, we are being troubled by the three modes of material nature. But if we stick to our devotional service, it is not very difficult to follow the four regulative principles, no illicit sex. There is no question of stopping sex, but no illicit sex. Unfortunately, that's so unfortunate that although they have got their wife, they go to another girl. And although the girl has one husband, she goes to another. So unfortunate. These things should be stopped if you want to be serious. Otherwise, make a fuss and do whatever you like. I cannot give you protection. That is not possible. So, you must have to follow these rules and regulations if you are serious. Then take initiation. Otherwise, don't make fuss. Don't make fuss. That is my request. One has to be very determined. Bhajanti māng dhirabhrata. This word is used in the world. Dhirabhrata. Strong determination. Yes. In this life, I shall go back to home, back to God. This is determined. And what is the difficulty? No difficulty. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. You are taking the beads, 16 rounds. It can be finished, at most 2 hours or 3 hours. So, you have got 24 hours. If you want to sleep, of course, 23 hours. That is another thing. You have to minimize your sleeping. If you cannot finish 16 rounds, then you must not sleep on that day. You must not eat. Why don't you forget to eat? Forget. Why do you forget chanting Hare Krishna? This is negligence. Aparad. Offense. Rather, you should forget your sleeping and eating and must finish 16 rounds. This is called determination. So, you are welcome to take initiation, but if you are neglectful, if you want to make it a fast, that is your business. I cannot give you any protection. Thank you very much. No question now. So, beads are chanted, right? It was not really finished. There is time. All right, chant mantra. Chant mantra. You chant, finish.
Next chant.
Give me some. How many there are? Six. Give me three. Explain later on, let me. Where is the list of name? Come here. Where is it? His name. Call. He's Danny.
Yeah.
So you know the rules and regulations? Where is the country? Is there?
Here.
Correct?
Yes.
Why you did not? Then just get all them. You do not know this?
Yes, because he had it on before he said it. Usually you put it on after.
No. No, before. Well, everyone should have. Go on, let it. You know the rules and regulations? What are they?
No meeting, no disrespect, no intoxication, no time. At least 16 hours.
Thank you. How are you? Your spiritual name is Dhanada. Who can distribute riches? Come on. Hare Krishna. No name?
Gary?
What are the rules and regulations? Oh. Very good student. First class. So each, every one of you must collect like this and win it and give me.
On the four regular principles of chanting is 69.
Thank you. Gajahanta. Gaja means elephant. Who can kill elephant? The senses are like elephants, very strong. So you have to kill them. Come. You know the rules and regulations? What is that? Goloka Vasa. Who resides in Golok Vrindavan. Come on.
Ruben?
Cats, dogs, birds, beasts, we have satisfied our senses in so many lives. Why not regulate in one life and go back to home, back to God? If you cannot do this simple thing, austerity, it is nothing bigger, then how you can expect to go back to home, back to God? So one should always think that this sense gratification business we have done in so many lives, 8,400,000 species of life. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, vaithanancha. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. This is in every life. There is no exception. So, in this life, human life, if we are actually serious, restrict, then life is successful. So, your name is?
Sri Raga.
Sri Raga. Raga means attachment to Krishna.
Bhagavan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama. So no, they didn't send that lesson?
No sex life, no meeting, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Ramana Sutta, Krishna Janavanna, Hare Krishna.
Kathy?
This is for Kathy? Or Jelly? What are the rules and language?
No meditation, no intoxication,
no gambling. For your spiritual language, it's called Jelly Dashi. Krishna, what is it called? What?
Mystery.
Anjan, what is the English?
Bomb.
Huh?
Bomb.
A kind of ointment that Krishna uses. She is really always near the eyes of Krishna. So, now we can perform. And let us go.